Groaning and hoping the television has mysteriously turned on during my nap, I twist my head away from the person practically yelling in my ear and press my face into the couch cushion.
Dottie, seriously, get up!
Unless my sister's television has become anthropomorphic, thank you, word of the day calendar. Megan must be the one pushing at my shoulder and annoying me. I shove my face deeper into the pillow and moan. Go away!
It's been a month. No more wallowing. I'm going on vacation and you're coming too.
My neck creaks as I turn slowly to face her, checking to see if she's playing some awful joke on me. Her dark brown hair, usually so similar to my own, is pulled up into a slick ponytail. Not at all like mine at the moment, which is knotted, frizzy chunks plastered to the side of my face. And I'm pretty sure there's some dried chocolate ice cream in there, but it's hard to say. Could be ramen noodle broth. To my astonishment, Megan's face is serious. Some might say even irritated. As though she's the one being shaken awake. Vacation? The word barely left my mouth when she rips the blanket off my body and the air conditioner's breeze hits my bare leg, making me curl into a tight ball.
Paul and I are going to the beach, remember? A romantic beach house for a week. No responsibilities, sandy beaches, ocean waves.
Perfect. Sounds like the three of us would have a blast, but I'll stay here. Thanks.
Yeah, except I'm not leaving you here alone. Who knows what my apartment would look like when I get back. You're coming too.
No way. A week of watching you and Paul do it sounds like hell.
We'll do it behind closed doors. Besides, he's bringing his brother, too. Everything is already arranged.
I conjure up a mental image of Paul and groan as I imagine what his brother must be like. I'm betting skinny with a small jaw and even smaller forearms. It's not like Paul is unattractive. He's fine, I guess. If you like older bankers, which I don't.